Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
That's it. That's it. I'm out. I'm packing up the show.
Bye. I mean, hello.
Where are you going?
I'm packing up the show, and I'm going to do the show from Lady K's house. That's it. I'm over it.
Did she invite you?
No, she's not going to invite me, but you clearly don't want me here. Anthony doesn't even care.
Well, I was going to help you break in, but apparently you can do it on your own.
I can do it. I won't have to break into Lady K's house. Just move right on in there. Lady K, it's me, your boy, Corey Blaze. I'm coming with my microphone and my computer.
He won't offer you much.
She knows that. Lip doesn't want me here. Nobody wants me here anymore. I have no friends. Just nobody. Nothing.
I thought we were running a business.
Well, we are, but I only run the, I'm only part of the business because I want to, you know, find friends within a business because I can't be friends anywhere
else. You
don't
know how to answer that.
I don't know.
Well, usually you don't make friends at work.
Yeah. They're the ones who get you.
No. You're not supposed to
make money, not friends.
You're not supposed to make relationships
at work. But the problem
is
we are not making money either, so.
No, we're not doing that either. So why the hell are we even in business?
We're all twisted up in the wrong.
I don't know how I got here still.
I just want my friend back, and it's not working.
I'll call Rex.
You keep throwing that out there, and that's.
I got his number right here. I'll call him right now.
You're going to call him on the show.
Who's Rex?
I don't know.
Long, long, long story.
Long lost friend.
Long, long story.
Long lost friend.
I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into that whole saga here on the show.
Good, because I don't like hearing about other men. No, move on.
Anthony?
No. No, do not address me like that after talking about somebody else. Okay?
There's something you need to know.
You're actually a woman?
He's pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
It was my kid.
There is something you need to know. American Idol is going off the air, finally, ladies and gentlemen. Peanut Gallery, how do you feel about that? Yep, that's what I thought.
I didn't know Peanuts clapped.
I didn't know they had galleries.
American Idol's going off the air. So what happened is that I was searching over the interhighway as I just segue off of the fact. Lady K, I'm still coming. As I segue off the fact that American Idol off the... I'm all tongue twisted. I have no friends, and it's hurting me. And I'm trying to move on, and I can't.
I've been trying to move on. You keep blah, 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 blah. Do you need a drink of water?
No, I need a friend. Past American Idol winners. There's a list of about 12 of them or 13 of them here. And I just wanted to go down this list at the opening of the show to see how many of them we remembered. Anthony, were you ever an American Idol watcher?
Way back in the day.
Okay.
When I was a teenager, which is sad because I'm a full-grown adult now.
It's been on for 14 years, so there's a lot of us out there. What about you, Lip? Were you ever an American Idol watcher?
A little bit.
A little bit? All right. So these are some past American Idol winners. These are people that actually won, and we'll give a buzzer to the ones that we know. And we'll give a buzzer to the one, and we'll give a ding, we'll give a ding to the ones that we know, and a buzzer to the ones that we don't know. There it is. All right, here we go. Caleb Johnson.
Don't know.
Nope.
Never heard of him myself either. Jesus, that's sad. Candace Glover.
Nope.
Are you throwing out random names?
No, okay. I'm reading the list.
That was a winner.
That was season 12 American Idol winner.
Oh, yeah. They got to get shut down because nobody remembered nothing.
All right. Nothing for Candace Glover. Let's see here. Season 11, Philip Phillips.
I know who he is, but I didn't know he was from
that
American
sounds
Idol.
Like an old band.
It does almost. I knew who he was, but I had, like you, Flippies, I had no clue he was from American Idol. So he's going to get a dinger and a buzzer.
I actually just heard of him recently, like his music.
He has one hit. I don't know what it was, but I think he has one hit out.
If it's not a hit, if we don't remember.
Clearly.
One hit, not wonder.
Season 10, Scotty McQueery.
Nope.
I've heard of him, but I'll give him a dinger and a buzzer. I don't know. He hasn't had any hits, but I know that he was American
Idol. Get two names we know.
I'm trying.
Kelly Clarkson.
Season Season 9, Lee DeWise.
Nope. You just made that up.
No, you? I'm reading it right here. I swear I didn't make it up.
He doesn't know how to read.
The E's silent.
Lee. So it's just L-D-Wise? Chris Allen, season 8 winner.
No.
It kind of sounds familiar, but no.
He has two first names.
That's not popular.
Season 7, David Cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we know of David Cook.
Isn't
all right.
He bald now?
I think so, but in this, there's a really non-flattering picture of him. All right. This one definitely is going to get a dinger. Jordan Sparks.
Yes.
Season 6. She's from right up the road.
She did Sparkle. I haven't seen the movie, though.
Even though she hasn't done much lately.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
She's doing, like,
isn't she coming out with a new album?
With other, like, rappers and stuff now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. She sang at the Super Say Old Bay, didn't she?
At the Oompa Loompa Bay?
Yeah, I think she played at the
Super Bowl.
Sang, I don't know if it was that one or if it was the other one that was here.
One of those. Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Pro Bowl.
I don't watch that. So.
Season 5 winner, Taylor Hicks.
No. I heard that name. Isn't he the one that looked like he was like 50?
Yeah, he's the salt and pepper haired guy.
No, I don't remember.
But his peak of exposure was winning American Idol. After that, nothing. We heard nothing else from him after that. So I'll give him a dinger and a buzzer. Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
Of course. Big ding on Carrie Underwood.
Everybody heard of her.
Season 4 winner, because she's
you have to go back like to the first few seasons for everybody.
I know. That was season 4. This is season 3. Fantasia Barrino.
I love.
Absolutely. Philippians.
I haven't heard of her.
Really?
I have her on my iTunes. I love
that. I have her a couple of songs on my iTunes as well.
She has that gospel ghetto voice.
She really does.
It's like she's not gospel just singing ghetto. God to you. She's like screaming him at you.
Yeah. If you don't get God after Fantasia is reading to you, something is wrong with your soul.
Yes. You have no soul, Philippians.
My soul.
Season 2.
You have no soul.
No soul.
Season 2 winner, and he's not me, Ruben Studdard.
You're not Ruben Studdard?
I'm not Ruben Studdard.
Oh, God, I've been mistaken.
I'm not. You haven't heard of Ruben Studdard?
This is like way before I was even born.
Season 2. You're not.
I'm 16 years old.
He's had a rough childhood.
Clearly. See, do you know, you remember Ruben Studdard, Anthony?
The big black teddy bear.
Big black velvet
He's sitting in front
bear.
Of you.
He is. Thank you, Lip. That still doesn't make up for what you said before the show.
I don't care.
Season 1, of course, we all know her. We all love her, even though she's getting a little fat shamed right
now. Hey, I love that fat on her.
Kelly Clarkson. We Yay. All know her. We all yes. love her. I saw a recent picture of her and I was like, oh.
I think I seen her sing on the MTV Awards.
Yeah, she got Chunky Monkey.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care.
At first, I was like, is that really her?
I did too. That's exactly the thought that I had. Is that really Kelly Clarkson?
She can get like What's Eating Gilbert Grape big, and as long as she sings, I don't care.
Can she
keep
still
her behind the curtain?
Okay, but when people get big, your jowls fill in. I should know I'm big. Your jowls fill in, and your voice box constricts a little bit more, and you start to sound more fat. So you think Kelly will have the same? If she got Gilbert, What's Eating Gilbert Grape large, you think that she'll be able to still have the pipes that she has now?
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, she might need to have somebody go on the sides and pull her neck apart to some of that strain, but yeah, she'll be able to get it out.
I think she's still pretty.
Yeah.
I think she's still pretty. Just like, I like the weight that Pink has picked up. I saw a couple more pictures of Pink after that whole story that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
I'm not going to lie, even though I'm all about her resting and getting a little weight and she deserves it, I like the muscles on her. I feel like she can just throw me around.
Pink?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she definitely
She can just
will.
Pick me up and get her way.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like those muscles on her.
Well.
Made me feel like I'm in cell block number 9 for a minute.
That's a good place to start the show.
Yay!
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
Think you can run this school? If you could, then I wouldn't be here, would I? No one talks in my meetings. No one! You take out your pencils and write. I want the names of every hoodlum, drug dealer,
and miscreant who's done nothing but take this place apart on my desk by noon today. Reverend Slappy.
Yes, sir.
You are now the chief custodian, Reverend Slappy. You will scour this building clean. Graffiti goes up, it's off the next day. Is that clear?
Yes, sir, the very next day.
Detention students can help you. Let them scrub this place for a while. And tear down those cages in the cafeteria. You treat them like animals, that's exactly how they'll behave. This is my new dean of security, Mr. William Wright. He will be my avenging angel as you teachers reclaim the halls. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't control it, how can you teach? Discipline is not the enemy of enthusiasm. Mr. Zarella.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Zarella, you are now my new head football coach. Mr. Darnell. Stand up, Mr. Darnell. Mr. Darnell will be your assistant. You know why you're being demoted, Mr. Darnell? Because I'm sick and tired of our football team getting pushed all over the field. Thank you. Sit down. I want precision. I want a weight program. And if you don't like it, Mr. Darnell, you can quit. Same goes for the rest of you. You've tried it your way for years, and your students can't even get past the minimum basic skills test. That means they can hardly read. They've given me less than 1 year, one school year, to turn this place around, to get those test scores up, so the state will not take us over to perform the task which you have failed to do, to educate our children. Forget about the way it used to be. This is not a damn democracy. We are in a state of emergency, and my word is law. There's only one boss in this place, and that's me.
Live from the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
What is happening right now? I love this song. I love the song. Now, I know the meaning behind the song is a little different, but it's Prince's Baltimore song that he wrote as protest.
So it's new.
It's very new.
Ooh, yay.
Very new. I just love the drive of this song. Now, I know the message behind it, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But anyway, what is happening right now, May 14th, 2015, live from Studio G, calling the cops through our Domino's Pizza app. That's from last week. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow, get your two cents in America and around the world. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Long distance, standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Your comments may make it on the air. And today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Trade In Your School Books. Classes are in the final push, or you have already ended, or it may have already ended for you or your school kid. College is expensive enough and getting more expensive as the day goes on. I should know. Next year, my 18-year-old Dominic is going to college. Jesus, help me. So extra spending money is always a plus. Amazon wants to buy your old school books from you, even if you didn't get them from Amazon. It's simple. Click the special Amazon Sell Your Books banner on our website. Tell them what books you have. Amazon gives you a quote and a shipping label so you can send your books to Amazon for free. And boom, bam, an Amazon gift card is sent to you or immediately uploaded to your Prime account balance. Then spend the money on whatever you want. Like my college books from 19-something-something, they serve no purpose now. So get rid of those books and get cash today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Share with your friends that are in school or parents of college kids. Parents, you can sell back your child's used school books as well. But when you do, do it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And or click the special banner on our website. Well, hell, the gang's all here. Everybody everywhere.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, the Baltimore song for Prince just came out because, you know, the Baltimore riots, which we didn't talk about on the show, which we won't talk about on the show.
I kind of don't want to.
I don't either because it's a sad thing. But Prince did a concert there, and I don't know what his ties are, but this song debuted, and it's just totally something different than we've heard from Prince. And it's a protest song, and it has, you know, the reason behind all of that drama that was going on in Baltimore. But I like the song. I like the groove.
It shows he hasn't lost it yet.
No, he's still amazing. And we have a connection to Prince through Nick West, because Nick West has who's a bassist friend of the show. And you haven't had opportunity to meet her yet. But she has played with Prince and worked with Prince. And she is a good friend of the show, good friend of mine as well. So I just like the song. It's a really cool groove. You can kind of tell after you hear it a couple of times that it was kind of a Rush project. It doesn't have all of that Prince polish on it. But I like it. I love the background vocals on it.
Yeah.
But he got it out in the time frame, according to, you know, all the stuff that was going on in Baltimore. So it was really nice, and I thought it was a cool treat to use it as an opening song for the show. All right, well.
Yay.
Let's dive on in. Yeah, it's the Baltimore thing. Yeah, who cares? And we had Lean on Me as the opening of the show. Please tell me, Anthony, that you've seen the movie Lean on Me.
I'll just tell you because you want me to. I've seen the movie.
You're lying.
I've heard the song. I'd never seen the movie.
You heard Lean on Me when you're not strong.
I heard an altered version of that, yes.
I'll be your friend.
I was asked to move the mic to see my face.
Are you taking live tweets and live Facebook messages over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, wait, am I in trouble?
No. Uh-oh. No, we did the Lean on Me opening because Morgan Freeman is in the news, and Morgan Freeman was the star of Lean on Me, and I would think that you would have been all over this story, Anthony.
I've been MIA for a week.
You really have. We're going
to
get into
that. I have been, like, I don't want, the past week, I was just like, don't talk to me, don't look at me, don't come near me.
All right.
I don't even want to see myself in the mirror. Existence.
Well, Morgan Freeman, who starred in the movie Lean on Me from many, 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 many years ago, came out this past week stating that he doesn't understand why marijuana isn't legal.
I have the answer.
Why?
Pharmaceutical companies have too much money tied into the government, which, therefore, a lot of laws are written about weed for not being legalized, blah, blah, blah. We get arrested, and we have to pay all these taxes and fines, and then all of a sudden we get raped overnight in jail. Ooh, just whoa. Because some people in government wants to make some money.
Well, Morgan Freeman says...
Morgan, all in a nutshell.
Yeah, pretty much. Right to the meat. Morgan Freeman says that in a recent interview with the Daily Beast, whatever that is, he says that he supports the movement to legalize pot. His reasoning is that pot has many useful uses.
Glaucoma.
Unlike alcohol. This is from the article. He says they used to say you smoke that stuff, boy, you'll get hooked. Freeman said with a laugh, my wife got me into it many years ago. That's an old dude.
Yeah.
He's been puffing.
He's like 78.
Yeah, he's been blowing smoke. Anthony taught me that phrase. Hey, how you like? He's been blowing smoke for years. He says, he was asked, how do I take it? He says, however it comes, I'll eat it, drink it, smoke it, or snort it.
Never. Well, how do you snort it?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask.
Same effect?
I don't know.
I wouldn't
snort it. We should try it on the show.
Okay.
He says that he's got, Morgan Freeman, I didn't know this, has fibromyalgia pain in his arm. And the only thing that offers any relief is marijuana.
I believe that.
I do too. I've been an advocate for marijuana. I think it should be legalized. Number one, for the economic effects of it alone. Mm. I mean, the taxes, if they did marijuana as they do tobacco, this country would be in the green. Look at Colorado.
They have to give money back to their people because of all the taxes.
I think our economic, and a lot of people disagree with me on that. Please don't send me your letters. But
not for that BS.
They just, like, I think it would be a turnaround. But here's my twist on it, and I've said it before, and I'll repeat it for Anthony. He's new. if the government really legalized it, the federal government legalized it, I think they'd mess it up. Just like they did with alcohol, just like they did with tobacco. They would get their hands too much into it that it wouldn't even be fun. And like right now, even though alcohol is legal, moonshine is not. There are still guys running around in the woods back in Alabama making moonshine, and the government is still chasing them down. Not because moonshine makes you kill somebody or moonshine kills people. No, moonshine is just a more powerful form of alcohol.
And they can't tax it.
And they can't tax it. That's exactly what it is. So if
I got a ding.
If they so if they ever legalize marijuana, they'd mess it up. You wouldn't be the same high. Just like tobacco, traditional tobacco products. There's so much crap in there. Right now, what is the marijuana that comes off the street? It's pure marijuana. You pick the seeds, you pick the stems out, you roll that bitch, and you smoke it.
I do puff, not pick out pass. Seeds. That means he's buying dirt. You're going to the wrong person.
You leave the seeds. You're supposed to leave the seeds in.
No, you're not supposed to get seeds in it.
Oh, it's not supposed to be
That's
any seeds.
The
in
low
there?
End.
Oh,
I've getting Reggie. You need some
dirty. Oh, I guess I ain't
that dirt crap.
I'm not getting the bunk stuff.
You are getting the bunk stuff.
Well, I buy all my weed from Ryan Scott at Full Court Press Radio.
Your bag of weed probably looks like a bag of dirt.
It's always brown, and there's always seeds.
That's the problem.
It.
You need that dirt. Bright green, just
limey looking. Yeah. Just
how the hell do you know, Philippians?
Man, I used to smoke pot when I was teenager.
You need to smoke pot some more, because that way you probably end up being my friend again.
And you'll talk, but not we're not chance. Sure if he'll talk more.
No, he'll probably. Oh.
I'll pass the hell out. Man. I want to eat.
We have to do one after Bird show just completely blazed after Sheriff Joe lets you go back to doing it.
Yeah.
Did you see the joy come over
his eyes just glazed over.
I mean, it was like a kid. It was like a kid on Christmas Day. It was like,
I can't wait.
He's like, oh my God, wait a minute. That day when it comes will be absolutely gorgeous.
You know what? This music is how it feels when your lungs get filled up.
Is that hot? Is that the feeling?
Yeah, everybody close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pass that over here.
You gotta hit this.
Not your dirt.
My weed is bad.
Your weed is bad. Bunk.
I didn't realize I was getting weed. Maybe I need to.
You didn't realize you're getting weed.
I mean, I didn't realize I was getting bad
you
weed.
You didn't realize you're getting dirt.
I was getting stems and seeds. That's all I got. Stems and seeds.
Can't even smoke that stuff.
I was wondering why it was only $3.
Is that popping on you?
That's the last. Oh, that happened one time. I lit my spliff, and a seed got hot, and I guess it was like
boom,
it was
fireworks
like
in your face.
Corn. It's like corn popping. And I pow. I was like, ooh, pass the salt.
You probably thought you got shot at. He dropped it and rolled on the floor.
I tucked and rolled from my blunt. I tucked and rolled. Morgan Freeman smokes it. He continued and he says, they're talking about kids who have grand mal seizures, and they've discovered that marijuana eases that down to where the children can have a life. That right there to me says legalize it across the board. That's from Morgan Freeman.
We should listen to him. I mean, he's been on this earth for God knows how many years. He's seen a lot, and obviously he's wise, and if he's really showing us some good benefits of it.
Do you think that if more celebrities came out and spoke like Morgan Freeman has done, it would make any difference?
Not to the government.
See, that's the thing. That's where we lose it. Because if the government gets involved in it, man, they're going to muck it up like they do everything. So it's almost like we want it to almost stay illegal, because that way you don't get the stems and seeds like I do.
How about if they just leave us alone and let us be free, like it says?
So everybody can just grow it and just smoke it. How are they doing it in Colorado?
I have no
like you
idea.
Can only you can have like so much, and then you can't have so much. But then also, didn't the federal government still go into Colorado and shut down some of the refineries or whatever like that? I don't know.
Because they're illegal.
I don't get it. I think that Morgan Freeman has a point. He's a huge celebrity. And this story is, of course, you know, is from the Hollywood Reporter. And it's also up on afterthelevels.com, my blog. But I say all for it. I am all for it. Philippians, what about you?
I'm all for it, too.
Anthony?
I'm all for it. I'm just trying to see when people actually start smoking and go around shooting up everybody and going on a psychotic.
That doesn't happen though.
And going drunk drive or not drunk driving, but doing things like that.
Doesn't happen. When you smoke out.
Then what the hell is the argument about?
There is no. They can't tax it. That's the argument when people
they
get.
They can tax it.
But when people get high, they just want to sit back. They want to drive very slowly to Jack in the Box, get $50 worth of 99-cent tacos, go back to their house, eat them, and pass the hell out. That's all people want to do, and they get high. You don't ever hear somebody saying, oh my God, I was high, so I ran my car over a bridge. It doesn't happen. It's not like alcohol. Alcohol kills more people than marijuana does.
You can't even OD on marijuana.
No.
I tried. you do not.
You just fall asleep.
I think it's amazing that Morgan Freeman came out to actually say this because it's worth it.
Do you wonder if him and Miss Daisy smoked out together?
That would be cool. Can you imagine that picture? I was just having a mental picture. I know. Right now. I was literally having a mental picture about this because he was in that movie.
Yeah.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Wasn't she complaining about him eating the spam or fish out of the can or something?
Oh, you saw that movie, but you didn't see Lean on Me?
Nope.
Sorry, not that one.
But Morgan Freeman made big news when this came out. And I say, you know, congratulations and hats off to Morgan Freeman for speaking up for it.
Maybe that's why he's still alive and healthy, because all this weed he's smoking is stopping him from getting all of these cancers and these sicknesses.
Truly.
Yeah.
Dude, how often do we hear of stories of people that are 100 and something years old and they say, yeah, all I do is I drink my moonshine and I smoke my tobacco.
How about this? They're like 115. Like, how do you live long? I relied on the government. No, that don't happen.
No, that's not right. No, wrong.
I wonder who his dealer is.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman, who's your dealer? Oh, I know. Snoop Dogg.
No.
Probably.
Snoop Dogg's probably.
I doubt it.
Who do you think Morgan Freeman's dealer is?
I'm just hoping that it's like Chong. I can imagine both of them in the same room. Hey, man.
I love your Chong impersonation. There you go. You think it's Chong from Cheech
and
Chong?
I'm going to do my failed Morgan thing. Like, hey, man. Do you have a dime sack? Nah, man.
But if it's Morgan Freeman and Chong walks into the room and he's like, hey, man, I got the stuff for you. I don't know if I got the right bag or not. And then Morgan Freeman's response is, you got the wrong bag because you can hardly read. That's my favorite line on that whole movie. Nothing? You guys suck.
I didn't get it because I didn't watch the movie.
You didn't watch the movie.
You almost made me cuss on that one. I was like, what the?
That's because they can hardly read. Morgan Freeman from Lean on Me. It's the best movie. Fairy side.
Morgan, teach the kids to read.
By my side will stay and always pray.
That's why they give you Puff the Magic Dragon so you can learn.
You know, speaking of those CDs that you can learn from, my Mother's Day was this past.
Your Mother's Day? I thought it was everybody's Mother's Day.
You created the holiday, huh?
Yeah, it was my Mother's Day. Corey Blaze's Mother's Day. And I went and spent time with my mother, and it was actually a really good time.
And you probably complained the whole time.
No, I didn't, because mom was very relaxed. She was blonde. My mother surprised.
She must have smoked a reefer.
She was hanging out with Morgan Freeman. No, my mother surprised me with, and I don't have my cell phone with me for some reason.
What do you mean she's blonde?
Mom went blonde.
You mean like she put.
Her hair is blonde.
Did she buy it or dye it?
I think she bought it.
Okay, good.
Because I don't know, and mom doesn't listen to the show. I don't know what it is with my mom and her wearing these wigs. I don't know what's going on with the wigs. Mom's wig game has jumped big time. My mom has always had.
Maybe she's looking.
She's a diva.
Well, she is single.
She is looking.
She is.
Remember last time?
Well, yeah, because she said it on the show. I'm like, yeah, I'm out of looking for a man or whatever.
She didn't say it on the show. She said it at some party of yours, and you're like.
Oh, at Christmas.
Yeah,
it was at Christmas. You're right, Philippians. It was, and I told this story on the show, Anthony. I'll bring you up to speed, the Reader's Digest version. My mom, I hosted Christmas at my house last year, and my mom came over, and immediately she started talking about how she needs to go on a man date, and she needs to find a man.
Manhunting,
and she's talking to me about it, her son. A little uncomfortable. But I think the reason why, and I said this on the show, the reason why she was talking about it is because dad showed up. My parents are divorced. Dad showed up for Christmas with his new girlfriend, Miss Margie. Ooh. And I think that's what triggered mom. Some
beef, huh?
Not some beef, because my parents get along very well. But I think she's just kicking it up a notch. So on Mother's Day, she reveals that she has a new dining room set. She's got new furniture that was scheduled to come. She's ordered artwork. My mother's lived in her house for almost as long as I've owned mine, a little over 5 years. And she's never done anything. She's got the basic necessities in her house. So she's kicking it up now.
Oh, yeah. She's rearranging her life. And from there, then she can go out hunting and feel comfortable.
I say all four, but Mother's Day was really relaxed. She was really chill. I actually hung out with my little niece who doesn't even know who I am. I posted a picture of her up because I put some Fat Guy Radio Show wristbands on her and made her pose. I branded the baby.
I saw that picture.
Yeah, I seen it.
It was, thanks for liking it, Lip.
I did like it.
You did not.
Did I like it?
No. You were on you were on Facebook protest.
I wasn't protesting.
Or you were on Facebook blackout. I go through Facebook blackouts too.
You know what it was?
What was it? Hold on, hold that thought. Let's take a break right here, and then I want to talk a little. Can we talk a little bit about your Facebook blackout?
I don't care. All right. Well, we're here already.
You ready to open the bottle?
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
All right, we'll talk about Anthony's Facebook blackout next week, and then also, I went on a mandate with D-Tay.
Ew!
All right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. This is how you remind me. Hey, Philippians, would you say that I'm a picky person?
Very.
Yeah. I slam more companies for providing lackluster products. But when I find a superior product and service, I will scream it from the mountain tops. And I have found a superior product in Halo 6. Halo doesn't send us scripts to read, number one, or tell us how we should promote them. So I'm just shooting straight from the heart on this. I really do enjoy my Halo 6 Triton Tank system with my premium American-made e-liquid flavor of Sub-Zero. Just like you, I see the electronic cigarettes in the gas stations right next to the regular traditional tobacco product cigarettes. They are flashy. Yes, they are. You see the little blue light. You see the little red light. They are flashy and they are cheap. And that's all you get from those gas station e-cigs. Flashy performance with a cheap price. My dad has always said, you get what you pay for. Cheap ain't great. Great ain't cheap. So get greatness in vaping action by vaping with Halo 6. I vape with Halo 6 and only Halo 6. And if they sucked, I wouldn't have been endorsing this product for almost 5 years now. So they don't. Give it a try at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. I guarantee you will be amazed. Halo 6. I'm telling you, I have it right here. I need to refill my Triton Tank system. But I have it right here. And Philippians will contest, will protest, or testify that if it's a horrible product, I will bitch about it more than I will celebrate it.
Correct.
And I've done nothing but celebrate Halo 6. So get your silly asses over there to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. And also make sure you visit the same link for all your refill e-liquids. I also hear a little buzz on the street that there may be some new e-liquids coming out.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Like marijuana flavor?
It's a Hey, I'll have to send that. I'll get the intern to send that
None
over.
None of that
Halo.
Brown tasting stuff
no,
either.
I need some cool. Yeah, no stems and seeds. No stems and
seeds. Ooh, it'll be Kush flavor.
Kush!
Or the stick icky.
Stick icky. All right, well, welcome back to the show.
Can we not play this song anymore?
You want to add this one to the band? I have a couple of songs on the band list. Why don't you want this song played anymore?
Because it reminds me of how much I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Philippians, Anthony has spoken.
Okay, I played it.
It has spoken. You can't tell Philippians not to do something because he'll do it.
Philippians, don't give me money.
I've had to.
I can't do that either because I don't got none.
I've had to physically fight him for the one song that I won't ever allow him to play on this
what
show.
Is it?
I'll pull it up right now.
No, don't please don't play because I might not like it.
Don't.
Just tell
it's
me.
A Journey song.
You know what? I love Journey.
No, I like Journey yeah. too, but that song defines has
you're
a
breaking. Listener Kay's wait, part.
Hold
right
on,
now.
Hold on, hold on. Listener Kay, play 3 seconds. Journey, 3 seconds.
Is she a Journey fan?
She is a Journey fan because she Twittered me about
give
it.
Give me
she
3 seconds of that
no,
song.
No, he can't. No, it's in his hear. Contract. He can't play that song.
What contract?
His contract that I wrote on the Burger King napkin that he keeps in his back pocket.
That I wiped my butt with the other day.
Yeah, he blew his nose on it and almost erased like the second part, section 2.2 is gone because he snotted on it. He can't play it because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the Journey song because the song symbolizes the end of something. Don't stop believing
that
song.
One?
Yes.
You don't want to play that one ever.
Why not? What do you have against it?
It's not that I don't have something against it. I think it's an okay song. Over my shoulder in this shot is the wanted poster for Big O and Dukes.
Uh-huh.
Every time I hear that Journey song,
uh-huh.
It reminds me of when Phoenix lost one of the greatest radio programs it will ever have, Big O and Dukes. Because when Big O and Dukes went off the air I don't think I've ever shared this story
okay,
on the
okay,
show.
Okay, I get it. That's his funeral song.
It literally is. It's my talk
radio. It literally is.
Screw you both. It's the funeral song for Big O and Dukes. And every time I hear it, I think about it and I replay that moment in my head that Chad Dukes, host of Big O and Dukes, said this exact words. He said, and our big news is, and they played that song on the loop for the rest of their airtime, and that was the last thing that we heard from Big O and Dukes. And it sucked, and it's a hard moment in my radio life.
He's going to cry.
And I will, because it was horrible.
All right, let me add to that.
Such a girl.
I'm going to put the song on.
It's not such a girl. That's what it means to me with Big O and Dukes. Like when your marijuana refinery burns down and they play a song after that, you're not going to want to hear that song.
Okay,
again.
Why am I going to cry if it gets burned down? They're just going to get insurance and build a bigger, better one.
You have no nostalgia. No
nostalgia.
That's what that is. With Big O and Dukes, this is nostalgia. Now they're back on the air podcast form like we are, but that moment still lives on.
How many times did I tell you I'm not your therapist?
The Fat Guy Radio Show is my therapy, and you ask why I can't play the Journey song or why I won't allow the Journey song to be played on air, and damn it, that's the reason why.
Okay, now we know the reason why he started the show. Because he cannot afford a damn therapist, so he's relying on us.
Exactly.
God.
You barely getting that? Are you new? Yeah, he is actually.
Yeah, you know, I'm too new.
Why did you go Facebook blackout this past week? I noticed it because not only did you go Facebook blackout, you went Instagram dark, you went Twitter dark. Well, you were really big on Twitter.
No,
but your Instagram is tied to your Twitter, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I think because I can't remember the password. connected.
Your Instagram went dark because when I was on Instagram, looking at the show's Instagram and looking at Philippians like more pictures of cars, Philippians, and not like anything that the show was doing. I understand. When I was on there seeing all that, my feelings were being hurt by Philippians just giving the show a big, huge FU on his Instagram page. But that's fine. I'm not going to dwell on it because it's not that big of an issue. It's just something that would help spread the word. A lot of people follow him on Instagram.
I don't have an Instagram.
You do. A lot of people follow him on Instagram because of the show.
Oh my God, no. Horrible silent break he
you
just
don't
did.
Understand.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand. You won't help me understand, but Anthony, this is about you.
Get your NG going.
This is about you, Anthony.
Oh, yay. I like me.
Yeah. More than everybody else. The thing why did you go social media silent this past week? What's going on?
I'm really just screwed up and jacked up in general.
Oh, that's why you're here, but okay, I'll be your therapist.
This is your therapy right
now. This is your therapy right now. Don't go too far, but just
keep
give
it
us
PG.
Keep it PG. Give us the Reader's Digest version on
it's
why.
So not funny. I'm not gonna.
Oh, it's not funny? Oh.
No.
Oh. Well, I don't want to talk about it. It's not funny.
Okay, I'll let you know. Okay. I have a lot of body pains and yeah, I suffer from mental disorders, apparently, and as I'm kicking over the light.
Oh, good Lord. We all suffer from mental disorders.
So apparently I was taking some meds that was helping my pain, and I ran out. And now that something went through where all the doctors, they cannot deal with chronic pain. So I can't get my tramadol anymore. And so I was in pain. Like, I was hurting so bad, I could not, like, literally get up and move from the living room to the kitchen.
Seriously?
Yeah. And then, you know how when you get growing pains, how that pain feels?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, you didn't grow much. I didn't. But oh, anyways.
I grew out, not up.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so it just hurt so bad.
So that drove you from Instagram?
I couldn't even go eat. What makes you think I want to be typing?
I don't know. It's pictures.
I couldn't even what your mama was doing and go manhunting.
You post really cool pictures. You got today you got back on it.
Yeah, that's because...
You just started feeling better?
No, they gave me this stuff that's a blocker for pain and it's supposed to like do something to your nerves to stop. Mm-hmm. And it's helped. I'm feeling about 60% pain right now. And then I went in the other day because I was like, oh my God, I'm so dizzy. I feel like I'm going to faint. And then now I got vertigo.
Oh my God. He's a...
So I'm on a bunch of meds and I'm pretty super damn high. That's why if you go on and if you see my face,
like,
that's what I look like. I'm dreamy.
You don't look, you look like you're regular. You look like you're a regular guy. And this is the secret on why he's here. Because he's as messed up as the rest of us.
I'm more messed up.
No, we got some problems on this show too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, boy.
Sounds like we're smoking the reefer right now.
I'm sorry that you weren't feeling bad. I didn't realize that it was a real issue. I was going to make fun of the whole thing. Now
still can make fun of it.
Like,
yeah, you actually, I feel bad. I'm high enough to not care.
Yeah, until he comes down off his high and he's like, what'd you say about me, fat boy?
Oh, talking about something, I actually went through withdrawals off my meds.
Oh, God.
That's another reason why, because I was going through withdrawals.
Oh my! So you were withdrawing. So you got.
I hated everything.
So you screwed off like social media and just bailed out on it.
Yeah, I was going through withdrawals. But do you not understand?
Well, I'm just trying to tie the whole story together. There, Pilly,
pill popper,
pill popper, Phil.
I don't pop pills.
Pills. Snorts on
pills. Pop me. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on me.
And then they want to keep weed legal. When I stopped weed, I never went through withdrawals. You put me on some damn meds to control the pain and then decide not to give them to me, and I go through withdrawals.
So did they give them back to you now?
No, actually, I go see a pain specialist, a pain management specialist.
Pain is the hardest thing to diagnose, though. It really is. Well, I hope.
How do you know? What kind of pain you feel?
His heart's broken.
My heart's broken. Yeah,
from
lip.
Rex.
Yeah, no, lip.
His
no.
heart got too many fatty tissues. No. There's a lip. Difference.
Lip. You know exactly why my heart's broken. Lip.
What?
Lip.
Yes.
No friend!
Yeah. What? Huh? Yeah.
Sure. Kathy, I'm coming. Nope. I'm coming, Kathy. I'm coming to where you are.
She's
and
not happy with you.
Put
right
me
now.
In the shed and just let me talk into my microphone. That's
does
all I need.
Does she like you to call her Kathy or just Miss K?
Oh, Lady K.
Okay, I just
the whole journey
sure.
comment she probably did not like.
Yeah, you just upset her, I believe. Lady K, it's okay to not like him and not be his friend anymore. We got you.
You guys are gonna, she will come here and stab me in your throat. Lady K won't leave me. She's the only one I got left.
Oh, she's a thug. That's sexy.
she down, huh?
She's the only one I got left because Philippians damn well knows he's time of death on our friendship.
That's right.
Well, the friendship that hasn't died.
My friend, she hit me up on Facebook. That's the friendship that never died.
Yay. Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
Friends. I'm sorry. That's a crazy laugh that just came out.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you.
Anyways, people want me to do shout outs. Can I do shout outs and yell out names?
No. Well,
can I do? Because we're talking about.
I got a shout out.
Social security.
Shout out?
Hi to my sister and her kids. They are watching live right now, they said.
I'm going to go over
and they want one of these right here.
What, one of those? The bracelets?
That right there.
He's not even on phone. He's not on nothing. How can he see?
Right here.
He's just making it up. Okay, never mind. He showed me his phone.
Okay, so everybody's getting live tweets and live text messages during
Melissa,
the show except
I love
for me.
You.
Oh, God. Here we go. Let's just go ahead and do the shout out.
Cousin Jason. Oh, my cousin Jason. He went to the war.
All right, hold on a minute. Did you have any more shout outs that you wanted to get out?
Yeah, break. No, I'm just kidding.
Help me like with that sign. Break! Break!
Any more shout outs? Which sister is this? Because you know you have 5 million of them.
It's my sister, Mandy.
Mandy! Have I met Mandy?
Yeah, she went with us to the farm.
Farm. Hi, Mandy.
I want to go to the farm.
Okay.
This was like the first year that we had.
Say what? Say it again, Lip. I'm sorry.
Farm.
No, not that. Say what you were saying before.
That was it.
Oh, she went to the farm?
That's when you met her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was.
Jeez,
she
was so freaking jacked.
I've got freaking Wally Walgreens over here next to me. I'm confused about what's going on. And how come you guys have friends and family that's texting you and communicating you with you through during the show?
Because they support us.
Yeah, nobody supports me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hi, Mandy. And you could get whatever you want. You can have one.
Cousin Jason.
All
hey.
Right, here we go.
Hey, no, we're doing it. You're not cutting me off.
Shout outs to Anthony. Anthony, go for your shout out.
He went to the war and he got blown up and he died, but he came back to life. So we love you. I'm glad he didn't die because he's like my favorite cousin. Although my other cousins didn't hear that. No, we grew up together. He's like my brother. And then to Frankie. Meow.
I don't know what the hell is happening right now. Where the hell has my show gone?
Oh, and sister, I showed my face. And thank you for being the older twin. Because I can stay younger and better looking.
Oh, my God. You're not shouting out people. You're insulting everybody. Whose phone is vibrating on the table?
You know, all because you take it negatively. Don't spew it through your nastiness, okay?
Oh, really?
My God. I would totally get up and walk, but it's in the contract I can't. So
right.
See.
Okay. Finish your shout out.
Angelina Lame Sandra
Angelina
fashion.
Jolie?
Oh, no, actually, you know what's funny?
Oh, God.
Her name is Angelina
I've
Pitt.
I've sidetracked him.
Her name is Angelina Pitt. Isn't that amazing?
Pitt, those same things that I pick out of my pot.
Huh? What?
All you got is prunes in your pocket. Little raisins, gosh, something like that. Anyway,
right
she is like,
that
she sure owned a boutique, a styling house. She's so amazing. She dressed like,
radio show
she dressed everybody from like Lady Gaga to Taylor Momsen. Yeah. She's so amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't care. Of course, you look at you, you're not fashionable.
I don't care.
You're not fashionable.
What? Okay, who else do you have to shout out? I'll shut up so you can shout out. You got 30 seconds.
I think I was already done. Quit being so dramatic. Freddie, hi. Alicia, hi. Alisa, hi. Lexi, hi. I don't have any more people. I was just done.
All right. The cow says it's over.
Tip the cow.
All right. I
was going to push him. I was going to push Corey.
That's messed up. Tip the cow.
I tip you milk.
That's messed up.
Chocolate milk.
Wait, oh yeah, that's messed up. You can't tip them until they sleep.
Oh my gosh, what's happening right now? I don't understand. I'm down and y'all are just beating me. Oh God, the Mexicans have revolted against me.
This is the problem here. You're smoking the bad stuff. We're smoking the good stuff.
That's what's wrong.
Exactly.
Is that what's wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I have my shout outs.
What you got?
I've got...
Push that other button right there. No, not that one.
I don't have anybody.
No, there's another one in there. not that one. Nope.
What button do you want me to push?
I don't care.
Oh, whatever. I don't have anybody to shout out.
And
late listener Kate, Lady Kate.
This is you at night. You want to hear
I
you
don't
at
care.
Night? So you have no friends?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh,
oh my God. God, are you going to try to pull an audible?
This is you at night.
Nobody can hear that. I don't even want to know what that sound is.
I got one more shout out.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go. Shout outs, everybody.
Shout out to me and my man.
Shout out to my Bill, Leo.
Your Bill?
Leo doesn't listen to this
He's
show.
He's watching right now.
He's watching because Mandy's watching.
And they both support me.
Who support financially or mentally, emotionally, spiritually? How?
Whatever.
Your Bill doesn't. Your Bill's only watching because Mandy's watching. Mandy's the true listener and true supporter of the
Marlena,
show.
Marlena, you always listen, and I love you. Jared, hi.
I'm just mad because I ain't got nobody to shout
Adriana,
out.
Adriana, I hope you're listening.
Hi, Adriana.
Oh, okay.
And who else did you say? Who else? Can I say hi to them?
Wait, hold on. Oh, Jesus, hi.
Oh, God. Lord, baby Jesus.
Yeah, you can say hi. Go ahead.
Hi.
And that's all you guys get.
This segment sucked. I never got to talk about my mandate with D-Tay.
Was it a Mandingo date?
No, it was a man date. He spent $645 of my money and didn't put out.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god.
Sounds like DT.
Yeah, blue balls. He's such a tease. He's such a big tease.
Wait, balls that dark can go blue?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's such a tease. He spent all my money, didn't put out. Guess what?
What?
We're going out again tomorrow. All right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio.
I don't approve at all. And nothing gets me.
For my listeners, Audible is offering a free audio download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. A highly ranked title they suggest is The Girl on a Train, written by Paula Hawkins, narrated by Claire Corbett, Louise Brealey, and India Fisher. Rachel takes the same commuter train every morning. Every day she rattles down the track, flashes past a stretch of convey of suburban homes, and stops at the signal that allows her to daily watch the same couple breakfasting on their deck. She starts to feel like she knows them. Their life, as she sees it, is perfect. Not unlike the life she recently lost. The first on the train is the emotionally immersed Hitchcockerian thriller. There's a lot of big words in that. Here's to get The Girl on the Train or to download a free audiobook of your choice today. Go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. That book, the first on the train, I think that's going to go into my playlist next month as well. I think I want to hear the rest of that. I know I butchered that reading of that actual that synopsis, quick snippet. But go to audibletrial.com and search for that book. I need to talk fast food. Do you, Anthony? Me and you talked on the phone one time about was it movies or something that you said you don't like to go to?
Hi, Nicole. Yes, movies. I don't like to go to that because of bed bug scare.
What about fast food? Do you eat out fast food? Why is it all?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I ate earlier today at a fast food place.
What about breakfast?
I like breakfast. I have breakfast for dinner sometimes.
Oh man, there's nothing better than Brenner.
Is it because you're up so late, or is it because you like breakfast?
I like starch.
Well, you know, the breakfast wars have been going on for some time now, with Taco Bell and them folding waffles.
And then biscuits.
And then folding biscuits, which the waffle taco was not a very good idea.
I never even had that, so.
It was horrible. But the breakfast.
Who wants diarrhea before 12?
I don't know.
I just.
Diarrhea. Do you have breakfast at fast food places though?
Yeah, it depends.
Okay,
depends. Well, Jack in the Box. I like their breakfast.
You like Jack in the Box?
I wear Depends because that's how kinky I like to get.
Oh my gosh! All right. So Taco Bell.
Wait, no, I'm not gonna say that.
Taco Bell, McDonald's. It's Taco Bell, McDonald's that are in the big, huge battle. I think Burger King just kind of bowed out.
They're just smart.
Because Burger King. I don't know how smart they are. They're not in the bed. They're not in the.
I'm all serious. I'm grabbing the mic.
Well, look, they just got paid like millions of dollars for being on Mayweather's.
They paid millions of dollars to have the Burger King in his entourage.
I know.
That could have been them being the.
McDonald's sales are declining a lot, so Burger King doesn't even have to worry.
Is Burger King being the sleeper fast food, knowing that McDonald's is really failing right now? McDonald's is in a scramble. Their numbers are tanking. They are hurting. They haven't bounced back from that whole debacle of the hot wings. I think that was the starting decline. Do you remember when McDonald's started to release the hot wings and they were selling hot wings for literally a dollar a wing?
When did that happen? How long ago was that?
That was a few years back. I think that was.
It shows how much I actually eat that crap.
Well, hey, I'm a fat guy. I know all this fast food. I think that was the beginning decline of McDonald's, and they haven't been able to jump back from that. And then Jack in the Box, and they're Jack in the Box. McDonald's' biggest thing is that they don't serve breakfast 24 hours.
They have really great breakfast.
They do, but if they served it 24 hours, McDonald's, I think, would see a turnaround in it. And McDonald's,
I don't think that'll rescue them.
Well, probably not at this point.
No.
But McDonald's' ongoing argument has always been that their grills can't handle breakfast items and lunch items.
Great, so they're telling the whole world that they're incapable of fulfilling these things.
And that's what I think Jack in the Box and Del Taco and Taco Bell and Burger King and all these other fast food places realized, that McDonald's was admitting that they are inadequate to handle serving that segment of the market, because there are people like me and you that want Brenner. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a Jack in the Box drive-thru and ordered a breakfast burrito at 9, 10 o'clock at night. It's a beautiful experience.
For you, it is.
It's a beautiful experience for a lot
of people.
It's
the only way he can go to sleep. He falls into a food coma.
Yes.
It's breakfast that I think putting those hours on McDonald's is what's hurting McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But there was a list that came out about ranking some of the breakfast champions, if you will. And I just wanted to see what our take was on some of these breakfast menu items. So can we talk a little? We're going to talk a little fast food and go down this list, if you will. Where's my talking music movie? Here we go. Yeah. All right. Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
The bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit taco.
Gross. It sounds gross.
I wouldn't order that.
I'm sorry. Nah. I'm Latino. I know.
You don't think the Taco Bell has... Taco Bell, we've said it on the show, it's not real Mexican food.
No.
And it's even worse breakfast. I don't know why they're...
I never had their breakfast.
Don't save yourself. They're not good. I've tried almost every breakfast menu on Taco Bell's menu, and none of it is the same. None of it is good. None of it is good. It ranked sixth on this list, so it was kind of low. All right, here's one that I don't think I've ever ordered breakfast from this place. Starbucks, the bacon and Gouda bacon and Gouda breakfast sandwich, sausage, egg, and cheddar breakfast sandwich.
You know what's so gross about that? They literally get a shipment in a box. They grab the food, put it on a heating thing, and boom, there you go.
I've heard that.
That is so nasty.
I've heard that they don't even prepare. They don't have full kitchens at Starbucks.
No,
they have coffee.
Yeah,
and even the coffee is awful.
At a certain point, I like.
You're
Starbucks.
Not a real coffee drinker.
I love
you really
Starbucks.
Are not. I could tell.
I'm a huge coffee drinker.
What do you drink? Oh my God, Starbucks.
No, I don't drink Starbucks mainly, but I normally brew my coffee at home. But
What do you brew?
I enjoy coffee. I will have
Do you ground your own beans?
I do not do that.
Okay, you don't know what you're doing.
No. I guess you told me.
I did tell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Starbucks breakfast menu. I've never had any of their Starbucks, any of their breakfast menu
items.
Well,
and don't start now.
The only thing that I've had eating other than coffee from Starbucks is their croissants. Their butter croissants.
The croissants.
The croissants.
Oh, you know what? I'll give it to you, the croissants, because they're not going to sit there and make the dough and bake it themselves.
Yeah, but I agree that if they're taking a frozen egg and just warming it up and serving it to you for $9.50.
Frozen egg. It doesn't even sound good.
It doesn't.
Sounds like you're going to some type of bank. I want a baby. Here, let me thaw this one out.
Burger King breakfast egg and cheese muffin.
I would eat that.
Yeah?
What is it?
A bacon, egg, and cheese muffin from Burger King.
I had one of those this morning.
Did you really?
I think their stuff is at Burger King is more legit.
I would give it to Burger King.
Yeah.
I just think that the prices have exploded there.
Probably because they're real meat.
Yeah,
I like
no
my chicken. My go-to breakfast item at Burger King is their croissant, sausage, and egg breakfast sandwich.
But I've never had the breakfast.
Really? Yeah, it's my. I like the croissant, sausage, egg, and cheese. My go-to, but it's like $3.90.
That
and
means
it's
you're
small.
Not taking me out if you're already complaining.
And it's very small. You're right. I'm not taking you out. The next item on the list is Dunkin' Donuts.
What, donuts?
More than donuts. They have a bacon, egg, and cheese AM muffin.
I don't even want to talk about that.
I didn't know either. I didn't know Dunkin' Donuts started serving hot breakfast.
Hey, for those early morning tweakers.
and coffee. Oh. and coffee at Dunkin'.
Oh my God, their coffee is nasty.
I think so.
That's
too.
What you call a donut water.
Your coffee.
Donut.
Yeah. Donut water is nasty.
Dunkin' Donuts breakfast items, Lip? No?
Nah, I don't think so.
White Castle breakfast item. Bacon, egg, and cheese slider.
Where can I get one?
I don't know. We don't have White Castle.
We don't have. I know exactly. We don't have White Castle. I never even had a White Castle.
All right. Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah, move on.
McDonald's Egg McMuffin.
I've had those. They're all right.
Lots of those.
They're go-tos. They're two for $3.33 right now.
They don't taste fresh.
They taste like cardboard.
Yeah,
it could probably came out of a cardboard.
But on this list, McDonald's ranked number one, which doesn't explain why they're failing, but they
and
are.
That's why America's the most number one obese people in the room.
We are some.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
We are some fat asses.
Heart attack nation.
Yeah. Heart attack nation, I'm telling you. All right, well.
They get you fat and then they deny you health care.
yeah.
All right, well, that was fun.
Okay.
Let's go to break.
Oh, like just like that?
Yeah, it's time to go to break.
It's time to go.
That's how your love life is. Okay, and then once you get excited, I'm done.
It's time to go to break. Oh, God, I'm glad I came in today. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. FatGuyRadioShow.com. And
maybe I'm thirsty.
Maybe we'll get into the
We're the interns. I'm thirsty.
There are no interns here.
I'm thirsty.
Not on Thursday.
I'm thirsty.
Off the grid parents. We'll try to get into that a little bit on the other side of this break. And maybe Anthony will be back after this break. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm not.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey. That's FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey today.
Are you a crazy sports fanatic? Have you ever owned season tickets? Do you spend your entire day watching and celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's toenail?
Whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
How about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
It's summertime, and summertime is fun time, and fun time happens in Vegas. Get to Vegas this summer, folks. Get to Vegas this summer. There's no better time to go than right now. Back in the day, I thought that it was too expensive to get to Vegas and see a show or stay at one of those grand hotels. Not anymore. With Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas, great deals are only available at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Why? Because the folks who operate Vegas.com live, work, and play in Vegas. They know the specials before the ad companies know the specials, and they offer them to you. Also, if a special hotel rate changes, Vegas.com lets you know, lets you rebook at the lower rate, and refunds you the difference. Try getting that from any other Vegas booking site. Take advantage of this amazing deal and other deals at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Don't waste another summer at home. Get out to Vegas and start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas, baby. Did I ever finish telling you about my little niece and her crazy shenanigans?
I don't think you started.
I don't think I did either.
No.
She's so cute. She actually played with me during Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
I know. She never does because she doesn't know who I am.
Why?
I don't. Because I never get to go around her. I never get to go around because they live so far away.
How far is too far?
Like South Phoenix. They live in far South Phoenix.
Lazy.
Yep.
I don't go down there.
It's not that far of a drive.
Scared.
It's not that far. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared. I'm not going down to South Phoenix. I'm scared. I'm bougie and I'm scared. I'm too white. I'm not going down there. You know.
I've never been shot at over there, okay?
Well, you're not white.
I look white.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody keeps telling me, how come you keep bringing in white
people? I know what white privilege is.
Anyway, okay, so check this out. Are you a dog lover? A big dog lover? Or just...
I like big dogs. I like animals.
Okay.
I like them. Like, my friends come over. My family, you know, they're cool. Hey, take them. If I own an animal, I want it behind an aquarium or in a cage.
Okay. I can feel you on that. I've said that before. You got to swim or bark to be in my house if you're not human. I agree with you. If a guy, story came across the line, a man was arrested for smashing out a window to save a dog from a hot car.
You know, I did just read that.
Yeah. Sarcastic son of a monkey. God, I tell you, I'm glad it came in.
I'm telling my mama, you called her a monkey.
Athens, Georgia. Georgia's state law allows an individual to break a car window to save a child in distress, but not to save a pet in distress. Dude saw a little cute little doggy in the window. Michael Hammonds was his name of Athens, was charged with criminal trespassing after smashing the window of a Mustang to free a small Pomeranian mix left inside the hot car this past Saturday at a shopping center.
You know what would change that law?
What?
But before we get to that, I think that's messed up.
I agree. He was saving a dog. Philippians, you're not a dog owner because you just have your dogs out for protection.
Yes.
I think Philippians will be like, if he left his kids in there on accident, he'll be like, do not break the glass.
There was a guy that also in I believe it was Jersey today, matter of fact, claims that he went into autopilot when he drove his car to a parking spot, parked the car, jumped on a train, and forgot that his 2-year-old was in the backseat.
Oh.
You know what? Inexcusable.
And he ended up calling the cops while on the train, because you can't stop those trains once they start. He called the cops while on the train to let them know, oh, my God, my kid is still in my car.
You know what? That's when the parents that don't actually try to murder their kids.
Yeah.
Because he actually does care.
Realized it while on the train. But, I mean, with so many
people. How do you leave your kid, though? I don't understand. You people are stupid. What the hell is wrong with you?
Smoking the wrong stuff.
With so much stuff going on in your lives and people are rushing and people are working more than ever. You're right. It's not excusable, but it happens. It happens.
And that's why your kids just die on you, and you're left with guilt, which is good.
Luckily, this kid was found okay. The police got to him, saved him. I don't think they brought the guy up on charges. But he realized that once he actually got on the train, sat down, and started moving, he picked up his phone, and he's like, an epiphany happened. Oh, my God, I didn't drop my kid off at daycare.
I would have held that damn train a hostage and be like, stop now.
I know. I would have been running up, beating on the slow this thing down. I got to get off. My kid's in my car.
Enough for me to jump out at least.
Stop. I got to go. My kid's in my car. But he did do it. But this guy in Athens, Georgia, was arrested because he saved a dog.
I think that's dumb.
Arrested? Or that he saved the dog.
That he was arrested.
Now, here in Arizona, we have a law where you can't do that. That's because
it's like 130 degrees easily.
And in your car, it'd be 190 degrees in like 10 seconds.
You have a hot dog.
Yes.
Literally. You can't leave a dog in the car here. I mean, hell, you can barely leave a cup of water in your car and try to drink that sucker. You scull your lips off.
Yep.
You will scull your face off with a hot water. But I thought it was really interesting that in Georgia, they actually arrested this guy for breaking a window out in the car. Now, if you had to break a window on the car,
yes.
What's the cheapest window to break?
I would break the
smallest one.
I would break the most expensive one. You're an idiot.
No, if you had to break into your car, which one would be the smallest one?
Yeah, it depends on the shape, probably.
I don't know. I always thought about
it. It depends.
That.
Is the kid in the front or the dog, whatever, in the front or the back?
No, outside.
I would just do one of the back windows.
No, outside of the kid. Just like if you lock your keys in your car. No kid in this equation. If you just lock your keys in the car, which window would be the one that you would take out?
I say the smallest, but sometimes because of the shape it is, it might be
the most expensive.
Expensive, yeah.
I always thought about that. I don't know.
I'm not breaking my windows for no key. I would wait. Now somebody come in or open. Actually, you know, I'll just open it myself.
How?
Wire.
You know how to get the.
I know how.
The newer cars. I wasn't implying that. The newer cars are impossible. Like if I lock my keys in my car, it's you pick up the phone and
it unlocks right there.
And they do it. They call the car, and I have a piece of microphone fuzz in my mouth. I hope that's my
don't eat the damn thing.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to think it out. One last thing before we get out of here, as we just come just limp dick to the end.
My brother-in-law says the door window.
The door window is the cheapest?
That's what he said.
I would think that the front windshield would be the cheapest because you don't pay anything to have that replaced.
You know how hard that is to bust out? Because it's like, you know, protective and all that.
So the door window?
Door window.
Because when you do it, it has like an anti-shatter. So when you do it, it just shatters and it just kind of sticks together.
No, that's true. So
it's tempered.
So
that's the word?
Tempered, yeah.
The word is not, it's tempered.
Back doors are cheaper.
Back doors?
If you have a four door.
What if it's got mechanics in it and it's automatic windows?
It's the same. It's just a window.
But you break it, and then all the mechanics in the door get all walkie-walkie, right?
I don't know. I doubt it.
So if you're saving a dog or you're locked out, break the back window.
I would say that would be the cheapest.
Not the little smallest window.
The back window.
The back window. What if your car doesn't have a back window? Because, you know, I don't drive four-door vehicles.
Well, then you break the front one.
No, I don't live on what ifs. I just live on if it happens.
No, what I do is that I pick up my phone.
And call 911.
No, I don't call 911. This is car business. I'm locked out of my car.
911, what is your emergency?
I'm locked out of my car.
What if you don't have your phone like you did last time?
Oh, crap! I'll have to go to a payphone.
What is that?
What? They don't have payphones anymore.
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
But they usually
don't
work.
They're rare.
I won't be able to use a payphone because then the 50 cents that I need to make the phone call is in the ashtray in the cup holder that's in the car.
But
that's locked.
911 is free.
Oh, you're right. That's right. Lady K didn't make that clear.
Yes.
What's free?
Calling that 911 from a payphone.
Yeah.
But I can't call
911. An emergency. They're going to be like, excuse me, sir, this is for emergency purposes only.
Well, I'm sure you could get a hold of the operator and she could transfer you.
Oh no, that doesn't happen.
No.
You get they don't do that anymore.
It's like the 50. He's thinking of like the flip switches where you plug in, plug out. No.
You get the phone or you put it in your ear and your mouth. One, two different things. You're like,
I can just hear it now. I get locked out of the car. I call 911 from a payphone. 911, what is your emergency? Hi, yes, this is Court Place. I'm locked out of my car, and I can't get in there because my breakfast sandwiches are in there and my pot with all the stems and seeds are there too.
He will eat that and the breakfast sandwich he forgot underneath the seat from last week too.
And he's wondering what that smell is.
You know, I actually do have a problem.
Show's over.
Oh, but I do have one.
What's your problem?
These mics keep giving me chapped lips.
Stop kissing and making out with the mic or bring some lip gloss in.
Okay.
All right, folks, this has been a weird ass show. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by. I'm going to get to my script here in a minute. I wasn't ready.
I thought we were not scripted.
No, we're not. Amazon! Really? Amazon trading your school books. Students and parents of students, Those books are money, and Amazon wants to give you that money. Clear those shelves of school books you'll never use again and get something for it. Click the special trade-in banner on our site or go directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And remember, Amazon has something for everyone. Shop now, shop often, and shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Our website is designed by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We rely on your word of mouth for everything. If it's Amazon shopping, Facebook liking, Twitter following, or just getting new listeners for the show, please tell everyone about Fat Guy Radio Show. For Philippius and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, Vinci Mandy. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, yeah, we need to pass it.